This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. More and more illegal activity is happening in national parks, including our area national parks of Yellowstone and Grand Teton. Incidents include defacing natural features, disobeying park rules about wildlife, staying on trails and boardwalks, and observing basic traffic laws. In an incident in Grand Teton National Park this past summer, six men were involved in a high-speed, dangerous supercar drag race. Five men have been sentenced and fined, four of them banned from Grand Teton National Park for 2 years, and a YouTube influencer also arrested for the race is still facing charges with a hearing in October. Edmund Barsigian operates a popular YouTube channel devoted to supercars and car racing. Barsigian, whose case is still pending, had a status conference on September 23rd, presided over by Mammoth Court Magistrate Judge Stephanie Hambrick. But five other men caught and charged in the drag racing spree, which unfolded on June 24th during a bigger supercar rally that passed through Teton County, have been sentenced. Four were placed on probation and temporarily banned from Grand Teton National Park. All five were fined in amounts ranging from $650 to $1,000, and all must pay court costs and fees. Most sentences include probation. Barsigian, whose YouTube persona is Mondi, has posted videos featuring exotic cars, modifications, and thrill rides in beautiful landscapes. Grand Teton National Park's statement from late June says park rangers responded at about 5 p.m. on June 24th to reports of multiple high-end luxury sports cars drag racing down both lanes of the two-lane Teton Park Road and creating a variety of hazardous driving conditions for other visitors. Park rangers found the drag racers and conducted traffic stops at several locations in the park, arresting four people. 12 rangers were involved in the operation. Two cars were impounded. Grand Teton Superintendent Chip Jenkins said, "This kind of behavior is unsafe, irresponsible, and completely unacceptable in a national park. It puts visitors, staff, and wildlife at serious risk." Bozeman voters will see a ballot question related to water and residential development on their ballot this November. The city of Bozeman will host a question and answer session on the Ward Initiative on this year's municipal election ballot. The city of Bozeman Q&A event for the Water Adequacy for Residential Development Initiative, also known as Ward, will be held at HRDC's Marketplace at 206 East Griffin Drive, Monday, October 6th at 6 p.m. The Ward Ballot Initiative is not a city initiative, it's a citizen ballot initiative. The Q&A event is offered by the City of Bozeman and is open to the public for those seeking information on how the initiative would impact the city's current water and housing programs. That's the City of Bozeman's Q&A session on the Ward Initiative on Monday, October 6th at 6 p.m. at the HRDC Marketplace, 206 East Griffin Drive in Bozeman. The municipal election is an all-mail ballot election. There are important dates for the municipal election. The close of regular voter registration is Monday, October 6th. Citizens can register to vote at the Gallatin County Elections Office in the Gallatin County Courthouse, second floor, at 311 West Main Street in Bozeman. For voters who register before the close of regular voter registration, those voters will receive a mail ballot. All registered voters in districts for which there is an election will receive mail ballots. Ballots are mailed October 17th to all eligible active voters. The opening of late voter registration begins October 7th at the Gallatin County Elections Office in the Gallatin County Courthouse, second floor, 311 West Main Street in Bozeman. Voters who register during late voter registration will register and vote at the same time. The close of late voter registration is Monday, November 3rd. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.